So we're going to start out by looking at kinds of factorial designs, and this is going to follow something that is going to sound familiar. You know about between groups designs, you know about within groups designs. We're going to look at how that distinction plays out for ANOVA. And we're going to end up with three kinds of designs, what's known as a between groups factorial design, a within groups factorial design, and a mixed group factorial design. We're going to look at how ANOVA works, both F-tests and pairwise follow-ups. And then we're going to look again at causal interpretation, specifically how it relates to factorial designs. All right, when you're working with factorial designs, we'll consider two major types of IVs. Those are investigated using a between groups comparison, different participants in different conditions of the IV, still between groups or between subjects. And those that are investigated using a within groups comparison, when the same participants are in all conditions of the IV, still within groups or within subjects. So we end up with three kinds of two-way factorial designs. All three kinds can involve any combination of manipulated IVs or selected IVs. All that causal interpretability stuff that we'll talk about some more later can be in any one of the kinds of designs. And all three kinds of these factorial designs have three F-tests, one for each of the two main effects and one for the interaction. And those three kinds of factorial designs are between groups factorial designs, within group factorial designs, and mixed factorial designs. In a between groups factorial designs, both of the IVs use between condition comparisons. Or the same thing said differently, each participant completes only one condition of the design. In a within groups factorial design, both of the IVs use a within groups comparison, and each participant completes all conditions of the design. And then, what is the most common type of factorial design in psychology and related disciplines is the mixed factorial design. One of the IVs uses a between groups comparison, and one uses a within groups comparison. Each participant completes both conditions of the within groups IV, but completes only one condition of the between groups IV. And when you have a mixed factorial design, it's important to specify which is between and which is within. So I want to take you through sort of a classic example of each. Remember from when we were talking about between and within groups designs that very often between groups designs are used to look at differences and within groups designs are to look at changes. So it makes sense from an ecological and external validity perspective to use a within groups design to look at changes because you have a group and then they change and what happens to them. Whereas the between groups design is often for looking at differences. So here we have type of treatment and initial diagnosis. A great example of two IVs, both of which are about differences. Because typically a person has one diagnosis or another. They're either diagnosed as depressed or as anxious, seldom both. Possible, but seldom both. So you want different groups representing these different kinds of people. Treatment. We have individual and group therapy. Typically people get one or the other. And so we have a between groups factorial design. Both diagnosis and type of treatment are between groups examinations. Mixed factorial design. Species and time of day. Species is pretty much going to be stuck with a between groups comparison. It's very difficult to counterbalance species. Okay, right now you're a snapping turtle, and after I roll the dice again, you'll become a painted turtle. You just can't do that. It's going to have to be between. Time of day, of course, could be run between. We could look at different turtles in the morning than in the evening, but it's less effective. One of the reasons that we often look at time of day is to look at change. How does an animal's behavior change from mid-morning to evening? And using within groups comparison just goes along with that notion of studying change. Also, you can see how a within groups comparison is much more efficient. We only need half as many animals because we're going to get two data points from each snapping turtle. And we're going to get two data points from each painted turtle. So by running a mixed groups design, we get more data from fewer animals. And as you'll remember, The more data points, the more power, the more sensitive, the more able we are to identify effects that are there. Probably the least common factorial design is the within groups factorial design, just because you don't seem to have a lot of change taking place multiplicitly in a lot of the areas that we study. A lot of times where you will see a factorial design is in an experimental setting where we're trying to be as efficient as possible. So we have two different types of words, familiar and unfamiliar words. And there's nothing that prevents us from making one list of words that has both familiar and unfamiliar words in it, manipulating both of those at exactly the same time. That's very efficient. We don't even have to run a familiar word condition and an unfamiliar word condition. I can literally put you in both conditions at once. And then, for the retention interval, this can be done very efficiently because for anybody that we're going to wait to get a delayed test, we could also, before that, get an immediate test. And so it becomes a very effective, very efficient way to collect data where we have a list of words that include both familiar and unfamiliar. They're tested immediately. We wait 5 minutes. They're tested again. We get four times as much data from each person. Have a lot fewer people to control, requires probably less instrumentation, fewer research assistants. We often get a lot more control by running those within groups experiments. All right, practice identifying the types of factorial designs between, within, and mixed. Now, when we were first working on this material for this class a long time ago, Audrey, who I've told stories about before, went out and got a whole bunch of abstracts of factorial designs. And as we read those abstracts that describe the designs, we were amazed at the variability in how well the designs were described. So this page takes examples from the really good, easy to read ones. And we're hoping to show you not only how to look for things, how to decide what kind of design is described, but how to describe it yourself. Part of what we're going for is empathy building here. All right, there are three versions of a study, which is between, within, and mixed. The purpose of the study was to examine the possible influence of two variables on maze learning by rats, the length of the maze and the size of the reward. Those are my two IVs. The length of the maze, either 10 feet or 30 feet, and the size of the reward, either one sugar pellet or five sugar pellets. Each rat completed one trial. Shit, that's enough. If each rat only completed one trial, and you've got three choices, between, mixed, or within, this has to be what? Has to be between. Does that make sense? That's the way to make it clear. By talking about the number of trials or the number of conditions each participant is in, you can make very clear what type of factorial design it is. Each was assigned to either the longer or the shorter maze, and also assigned to receive either one or five sugar pellets upon completing the maze. So very clearly a between groups design, and in fact that first sentence just gives it away. Let's go look at C. Each rat completed four trials. What's that sound like? Sounds like within. Two in the shorter maze and two in the longer maze. So maze length is clearly within groups. Each received one pellet after one of the short maze trials and five pellets after the other. And also one pellet after one of the long maze trials and five pellets after the other. So clearly that's also within. So we have this nice redundancy in this description. Four trials probably means a within groups factorial design, and here it clearly tells us that each rat had all possible combinations. All right, you're really good at the last one in any set. Okay, you pretty much know what's coming, but let's look at the words anyway. Each rat completed two trials in either the longer or the shorter maze. Either the longer or the shorter maze clearly tells us that maze length is a between groups factor because they either got the longer or the shorter. Following one trial in the assigned maze, each received one pellet reward. After the other trial, they received five pellets. So that amount of reward is clearly within groups. So we have one between, one within. We've got a mixed factorial design. All right, another example, three versions of the same study. The researcher wanted to investigate infants' startle responses to loud sounds. The two variables of interest were the position of the sound in front versus behind the infant, and the type of sound, a hand clap or a deep voice saying, hey. Here's the versions. Each infant completed trials all involving a hand clap or all involving the voice saying, hey. During some of the trials, the appropriate type of sound was made in front. During other trials, the appropriate type of sound was made behind. Now, what I don't expect you to do is look at a design and have the factorial type jump into consciousness. What you want to do is you want to take it one variable at a time and then deduce by the combination what type of design you have. So each infant completed trials all involving a hand clap or all involving the voice saying, hey. So, type of sound, between or within? Between. During some of the trials, the appropriate type of sound was made in front. During others, it was made behind. So, position of the sound, between or within? So you got one between, okay, what type of sound? And you've got one within, because everybody got both positions. If you have one between and one within, what kind of factorial design do you have? Mixed. That's all there is to it. The secret is, pick them off one IV at a time. Each infant had some trials during which the sound was made in front, and some during which the sound was made behind. So position of sound, between or within? Within. Some in front, some in back, that's both. That's within. Some of the sounds were the hand clap and others were the voice saying, hey. So type of sound, is that between or within? That's within. They got both, so it must be within. If both of the IVs are within groups factors, what kind of factorial design do we have? Within. Each infant always heard either the hand clap or the hey. So is the type of sound between or within? Between. They heard one or the other. That makes it between. And whatever sound they heard was always played either in front of them or behind them. And so the direction of the sound is what? Between or within? Between. If you've got two between group factors, the factorial design is a between groups factorial. Excellent.